Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff, only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk? Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, coming to you live from Olney, Maryland. That's O-L-N-E-Y, Maryland. Happy May, everybody. May 1st, 2025. And we are just rounding the corner here to go back and pick up another pickup truckload of stuff from a lady's home we've been working on all week. We just delivered a pinball machine and a ping pong tabletop from her house to her son-in-law's house about 30 minutes north of here. And we're coming back. We're going to load up a bunch of other things while I'm doing the show. And then we will be off to who knows where, depending on what we load up. So my buddy June's going to do all the work while I get to talk on the show, which is great. And the work will get done just fine because I won't be in the middle of it screwing it up. That's why it's exciting. Anyway, happy May. Great to be with you, and hope all is well in your life, especially in the world of junk removal. Got a bunch of things to talk to you about, bring you up to speed on, and we're just having some fun doing it. So we are in the driveway. June is in charge, and he will take care of loading up a load for us. So I was in Canada a couple of weeks ago for a few days, went around and visited some of the temples of our church up in Canada, and I finally learned where the most comfortable seats are in one of our church buildings, and the answer is in the mother's nursing room. They have rocking chairs that swivel in those rooms, and I, of course, never go in there, but with an empty building, and I'm just waiting for a few minutes for a session to start at our temple across the street or something, I went in and sat down there, and my gosh, I almost didn't leave. I thought, what a great thing that we've got a little place where moms can go with their kids, can sit down and just rock away and swivel and relax. And I had a great time doing that. I finally discovered those are the best chairs, the most comfortable chairs in our buildings, and I've been going to these buildings for 60 years, but boy, what a delight to find that out. So hats off to the concept of having a rocking chair, swivel chair in your life. That is just one of the cool things to do. I'm actually looking at the home, two homes across from us right now here in this cul-de-sac. They have one of these white North Carolina porch rocking chairs out in front of their front door. And I love to sit in one of those and just relax and rock back and forth a little bit. I think we probably need to do more of that in our country, kind of like what they did in the Andy Griffith show in Mayberry, that they would go out on the porch and take a piece of pie in a dish out there or whatever, pie a la mode, and just sit in a rocking chair or sit on a bench and just pass the time away a little bit, catching their breath and just having some fun. I also, one of the ways to get some of the junk out of your life and just relax is to next time you're in an airport, especially in the terminal by Southwest Airlines, look for the rocking chairs that they have there in the terminal and take a few minutes and watch the planes land. That's a therapeutic thing and a wonderful thing to do. So hats off to the mother's nursing chairs in our church and to rocking chairs everywhere for the good that they do in helping people get some of the junk out of their lives. Last month was March Madness. 2 months ago, this was March Madness, but it ended the first weekend in April. And another way to get some junk out of your life is to do something for your family. Every year, I do a March Madness tournament, a pool in our family with my 10 siblings, their spouses, and any of my 56 nieces and nephews, or my mom, or anybody else that wants to participate in the family. This year, we had a record number, 30 people participated. We've been doing this about 7 or 8 years. And what I do to make it fun is I get a clear plastic large cup for each participant, write their name on it, and then put it on the TV stand right in front of my television. And in round one, any victory that you get, that you guessed right, you get a single chocolate regular M&M thrown into your cup. In round two, you get peanut M&Ms. In round three, you get Halloween-sized, individually packaged little Halloween treat regular M&Ms. Round four, you get Halloween-sized peanut M&Ms. Round five, you get an actual regular-sized package of peanut butter M&Ms. Round six, you get one of these boxes of peanut M&Ms, or this year they had Reese's peanut butter cups on sale. I scored on some Reese's peanut butter cups for round six. And the winner of the whole thing gets like a family-sized package of treats that they get to pick out. And they get kind of excited about that, and I send those out. So this last Sunday, I finally got all of that stuff packaged. I'm now shipping it from Washington to all over the country. And I'm getting text messages and thank you notes and even some money from some of my family saying, hey, let me just help you cover the cost of shipping. I did this a few years ago, and my sister and my brother-in-law were doing some church work in Ireland. I sent them their winnings to Ireland. I think it cost me $25 to ship it there. It cost them $10 at the post office to pick it up. And all we're talking about is maybe a few packages of M&M size candies available to them at the time, but they got the biggest kick out of that. So if you want to get some of the junk out of your life, do something kind of fun and creative like that for your family, and it will pay off big time. I got a text message yesterday as these packages started to arrive at these various homes. My nephew texted me from up in the Massachusetts area telling me that this is one of his favorite traditions every year. Another brother-in-law, you know, just sent me some money by Venmo to help cover the cost of sending this stuff out, told me how much he appreciates this, and we had a great chat there. It's just really a lot of fun and a great way to get some of the junk out of your life in a family situation and have a lot of fun in the meantime. For the first time this year in about, I'm going to guess, 8 years that we've done this, we've had our second time winner, which we've never had before. And it happens to be my sister-in-law, whose husband, Ron, has a nickname of Bimmer. We call it Bimmer's Bombers on CBS Sports app. She has won it twice now. And congratulations to her. It's the first time that she's done it. It's the first time we've had a two-time winner. And so that's kind of a fun thing. A little bit about what we do. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND is a hauling and junk removal business headquartered in the Washington, D.C. area. We haul away your junk. We donate items and get you donation receipts. We recycle stuff like metal and wire. We junk the junk to the local dumps, etc., and recycling centers. But the thing that sets us apart is if you have stuff that we think could be sold, we put it up for sale, and if it sells, you get some of that money from the sale. you get 35% back of anything we sell for more than $20. So we have been for 20 years hauling away stuff for people around the country, selling stuff, giving money back, and generating all these wonderful stories. And it's just been a blast. It's really fun. One of the funnest things I do is that when somebody goes in and buys something, let's say a power tool, you know, a Makita saw or something for $100, and we will go in and they pay us electronically usually. One of the funnest things to do is to turn around and send 35% of that to the person whose junk it was. And it's like getting a miniature, you know, clearinghouse, publisher's clearinghouse, you know, sweepstakes check sent to you. And that's just a blast. And that gets people talking about what we do. So later in the show here on this little outline that I've created, we're going to talk about some of the stuff we've sold recently. But we're having a blast with this and have given away tens of thousands of dollars, actually just returned tens of thousands of dollars to people over the years by selling their stuff instead of taking it to a landfill or sending it home with the drivers, which is what I think a lot of the other companies tend to do. I wanted to make a comment about birthdays. My birthday is next Wednesday, May 7th, next to, I guess, Christmas. I think it's the best day of the year. And I'm one of these guys that's big on doing something special and memorable to celebrate your birthday. I haven't told anybody this yet, but I'm going to Rome this year to go visit one of our church temples over there that's relatively new and a very special one that we built over in Rome that has some significance to members of our church. I think it's kind of the iconic temple in the world of the newer ones that's captured a lot of attention. All of our top church leaders, all 15 of them, were there when we dedicated that building. That's never happened before, but they made it a priority for this one. And it's just an iconic one. I will tell you, I could do a radio show on traveling cheap and could carry that thing for a few years. I'll tell you what I did. One of the benefits of living in the Washington, D.C. area is that you have so many airports up and down the East Coast that you can use to fly from or fly back into. When I was looking at tickets to go to Rome, those tickets from the Washington area are somewhere between $800 to $1,200 round trip. And this was about maybe 10 days ago or so. So I started to just kind of move up the coast. I checked the round trip airfares from Newark, New Jersey. They were still in the $700 to $800 range. I checked them from New York City, and lo and behold, there's an airline that I can't tell you the name of it. There's an airline that flies nonstop to Rome from JFK round trip for about $430. So then I checked Amtrak. I can get on Amtrak, which I love to do anyway. I love to ride trains. I can get on Amtrak for $35, and that will take me from Washington, D.C. up to New York City. Then it's just the subway or a cab over to JFK. Then I'm on the flight nonstop to Rome. I don't have to stop anywhere else. I'll be there for about 24 hours. Then I hop on and fly right back to JFK, get back on the train, come back, and I leave. I get on the train Wednesday afternoon. Maybe Tuesday afternoon. I can't remember. I think it's Wednesday afternoon on the 7th, and I fly to Rome early in the morning, like just after midnight of the next day. I get to Rome about 2:30 in the afternoon, visit one of our temples there, or the only temple actually that we have there, at about 4:30. And then I fly back the next day. I have another day in Rome, and I fly back the next day. I get back at about 10:30 at night, catch a 5 o'clock train, and I'm home on, I guess it's like Friday the 9th or something, at about 9 o'clock in the morning. So $35 to get to New York, $35 or $400 to get to Rome and back, $35 to get back, and the whole thing will be less than $500 for the travel. That's a pretty good deal. And so that to me is a really cool birthday idea. It'll be my 67th birthday. And this one is one that I, of course, am always going to remember. I'm a big fan on your birthday of doing something special that is memorable to you. I'm not a big fan of avoiding your birthday and going, oh crap, I'm another year older. It's the one day of the year that you have a chance to celebrate the fact that you're alive, that you're on this planet, that you were born, and that you have had all of the experiences in life that you get to have when you get a journey on this planet like I've had for 67 years. It's a great excuse for a party. That's my approach. And so this year, I'm quite excited to do what I'm doing, which accomplishes, helps accomplish another goal of mine of these spiritual journeys to go visit our temples. But it also makes my birthday an absolute adventure. And I can't wait. I haven't broadcast this to anybody in the family or anything like that. I've only said it here on the show. But I can't wait for somebody to say to me, a couple of weeks from now or maybe next week or when somebody calls me on my birthday or says, hey, what'd you do for your birthday? I'll be able to say, I'm in Rome right now. And that to me just makes life great. In fact, I'm hoping, I haven't stopped to look at this right now, but I'm hoping to do next week's radio show from Rome, Italy. And who knows what I'll put together over there. I haven't looked at the timing of it to know, exactly how far ahead of us they are and et cetera, time-wise. But I'm excited to do that. That would be a first. We did a show from Canada a few weeks ago. We've never done one from Europe, but this would be a great time to do it. And believe me, I'll have plenty of stories to tell you about how to get the junk out of your birthdays, for the rest of your life, because this is going to be one of the funnest ones that I've ever had. And I can't wait. So there's my we used to say two bits, which is what we used to call a quarter. There's my two bits of input on how to have a great birthday and how to make it work well and to just have a blast. So anyway, that's what we're talking about there. We just did a job recently for a lady in Rockville, Maryland, that we were referred to her by her realtor. She had a condo that she is moving out of. She used to have her father staying there with her. I think he's now moved to an assisted living place. And we have had some fun selling some of her stuff and making some things work there just these last few days. But I'm going to give you a little bit of a rundown of some of the stuff that we've done and how it's worked. And then we'll go from there. In the meantime, I'm going to hop out. We're going to take a break here real quick for a minute. I'm going to hop out. It looks like we're about ready to shove off here with this truck being loaded. Perfect timing. We'll take a break for about a minute. I'll be back with you on the Junk Refund Show. It's your host, Alan Cook.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. Everything's going great. They're getting the thing loaded, and we're going to be shoving off here in just a minute, so that'll be awesome. Things are good. We've had fun here in Olney, helping a lady who has a very nice home downsize, but I'll come back and tell you more about that in a minute. Right now, let me tell you a little bit about the lady in Rockville, Maryland, who we cleaned out a condominium for. She had her dad living with her for a while. He has now gone to an assisted living. She doesn't need the same amount of space. She is now going to change and make a move and downsize. Her realtor referred us to her, and we've had a lot of fun over there. We went over and hauled away a bunch of stuff, took pictures of furniture and other things that were putting up for sale. The stuff that got some attention really quickly included a tall white bookshelf with some shelves that sold pretty quick for about $100. She had a pine smaller cabinet that was about 4 feet high, about 3 feet wide, about a foot deep, that we were able to do something with and sell that. She had two sets of silverware, one of which we're going to deliver in about an hour down to Arlington, Virginia. We sold those. These are not sterling silver, just silver plated stuff. We sold those for about $125 to $150 a shot. And these are like 85 to 100 piece Reed and Barton silverware, silver plated, you know, sets in wooden cases. Looks really nice. So we've done that, and we'll be delivering one of those here shortly, in the next hour or so. Trying to think of what else. She had some other furniture that we put up for sale. She had a really nice TV and TV stand that we donated. And she's just had some really good stuff. So with her, and I gotta do a little shout out for, I'm not even, Apple Pay, I guess it's called. I have an iPhone. I've had iPhones for years. I've never used Apple Pay to pay for something. She asked me if we could, if she could use Apple Pay or if we could use Apple Pay to pay her percentage when we did these sales. I said, sure. I just never done it before. Well, now I know how to do it. And it's a piece of cake. And I think the rest of the world's been doing this for years. And I just finally caught on to how it can work. But it's a great, slick way to do it. And hats off to Allison for showing me how to use Apple Pay. And I'm using it now, and it's great. And I feel like I've stepped into the 21st century finally. So anyway, she is thrilled. It's a great thing to send somebody a text message, tell them that you just sold something else of theirs for $150, and then send them, in this case by Apple Pay, you know, $52 or whatever 35% of 150 is. I think it's about $52. And the fun thing is they pay you to come and do the job, and then you turn around and start paying them back, and that works out really well. That's just a fun way to do things. And makes the job even more fun that we do, because that's something she wouldn't be getting from any other junk removal business. And so I just think that's kind of a cool thing. So anyway, thank you for Allison for teaching me how to use Apple Pay. And I feel like I'm stepped up to the plate now with the rest of you who've been using it for years. I wrote down a thing here called 9 verses 44. I wanted to just comment on this real quick. Getting back to the concept of getting the junk out of your life, there are times where you live alone, which I have done for 17 years now. You live alone, and you're a pretty good candidate for somebody to step in and try and get you depressed or discouraged or whatever, because you don't have anybody else there that can buoy you up or pick you up. I don't know how many tens of millions of people we have in the United States now that are single. A bunch of those folks probably live alone, and it can be tough when you live alone. Like I said, I found myself a few weeks ago thinking about some of the things in my life that I was kind of wishing, gosh, I wish I could change this or change that, or maybe it'd be nice if this was a little different. I actually just got on my phone and made a little memo list of about 9 of them. I thought, you know, if I could change these 9 things or, you know, solve these 9 problems or whatever, that would be awesome. And then I kind of ran out of them. I couldn't think of any more. So then I thought, well, maybe what I ought to do is write down all of the things that I'm kind of proud of or that I've accomplished, or maybe someplace where I've made a little bit of a difference, you know, all the positive things that are going on in my life at the same time. So I did that, and I listed 44 of those. Now, 44 plus 9 is 53. And if 44 out of your 53 things that are on your mind are positive, you have a batting average of about 83%. That is best in the major leagues by far. That means for every 10 pitches that life throws at you, you hit 8 of them. that's by far and away the best in the major leagues, right? And, you know, nobody is perfect. I always talk about and have a great deal of admiration for Urban Meyer, who went out as a head football coach in the college ranks at four different schools and had an overall winning percentage of 83.5%. That's phenomenal. When he took over his first year, I forget the name of the school, but he took over at Bowling Green, I think it was. The year before, they had a 2-9 record or a 3-8 record, something like that. His first year as a head coach, they had an 8-3 record. He completely flipped it. He won national championships at Ohio State and at Florida. He was the head coach at the University of Utah for 2 years and just whipped through the conference out there and did really well. Anyway, if you're one of the very best in the country at what you do, and from a winning percentage, if you're anywhere close to 80%, you're in the top of your class. And so if the stuff that's going on in your mind is, you know, 83% positive and 17% negative, don't spend a lot of time thinking about the negative stuff. Just focus on the positive stuff and keep going and count your blessings and keep moving forward. It's easy to focus on the negative stuff and kind of get, you know, stuck in the mud that way. But you don't want to do that. You want to focus on the positive things that are going on in your life and keep building them up and making them work. And don't overlook those, because, like I said, you may be batting 80%, which is better than most people. And it kind of quickly puts into perspective, you know, the 9 things that you want to work on in the meantime. So if it was flipped, if, you know, 44 of the things going through your mind are negative and only 9 are positive, then you got a problem. Then you got something to be concerned about. But if it's the other way around, then you're fine. Yes, sir. No, I don't think so. So anyway, we got the truck loaded. We're headed to, I'm not sure where, we'll find out depending on what's in the truck, and we'll go from there. Next item, shout out to Craigslist for the Craigslist ads that are available. These are fabulous and are inexpensive and are a great way to go. And hold on just a quick second. Gloria, thank you. We're going to run. I'll be back to you. Thank you. Okay, sorry. I had to say goodbye to this nice lady that we're doing some work for. A Craigslist ad for a business is only $5. And you can run them nationwide as long as you're careful, as long as most of them are from your own, you know, in your own area, then you're okay. So I have run some of these for scrap metal, where we go out on time, when times are a little bit slower, we'll go out and just pick up some scrap metal for people for free. And then we'll take it to the scrap metal yard and we'll get a few bucks for the metal. And that makes us some extra money and it keeps us busy and keeps us out of trouble. But I don't know how many thousands of dollars we've made off of a $5 Craigslist ad, but it's thousands of dollars. And it's such an easy, clean, fun way to go. And we've also done ads that are not just, you know, scrap metal stuff. We've done ads for junk removal stuff. We've had, you know, a $5 ad got us a $3,000 job, you know, and it's a pretty good way to make some money in the meantime when things can be a little slow. Hats off to the Craigslist folks, because those things work. They're inexpensive. And for $5, you get an ad that is out there for 30 days. And that's fabulous. That's a cheap ad that works well. And as they work, then I go ahead and continue it or expand it or do whatever. But I try to monitor, you know, how much money is coming in off of these little $5 ads. And it's a significant amount of money. Now, I got to ask my buddy, you asked me about strapping down something on the back. What needs to be, what might need to be strapped down? Just the lids?
Yeah.
Are they loose?
Some of them is.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna stay away from the freeways then. I'll go on the slower roads and we'll take our chances here and see if we can get back to where we want to go. Anyway, so that's a great thing. We just loaded up about a dozen of these large gray bins that have magazines in them. And I think a lot of these are Golf Digest magazines. We got maybe a dozen bins that have a bunch of these kind of magazines in them. I have sold magazines before, and it's one of the great stories of our company. The lady was asking me this morning if these magazines can be sold, and I tend to doubt it, but I am going to check on it once I have a chance to see what they're like and how old they are. But hats off to my buddy June, who just loaded up the pickup truck while I've been talking to you for the last 32 minutes, and we're all set and ready to go. So that's great stuff. A gentleman that was a realtor with Long and Foster, actually W.C. and A.N. Miller is who he was with, which was later acquired by Long and Foster. Guy was in his like 70s or 80s, and he was moving from his home into a condominium, and he called me and asked me to go over and take a look at his place and to see if there's anything there that might be able to be sold. And as we walked in the front door, he had an old, let's just say War of 1812 styled rifle that was hanging up above his fireplace mantel. And he had a couple other things that he told me as we're walking through the house, I asked him as we walked through the kitchen, I said, "What's that door go to?" And he said, "Oh, that just goes to the garage. We're going to do a garage sale on Saturday. I don't really need any of your help with that." And I said, "Well, can I just take a peek and take a look at it anyway? Just because I was curious. I just wanted to see." I accidentally cut myself off. Sorry, folks. I hit the wrong button, thinking I was getting rid of a directional thing as I'm driving. Instead, I cut the phone call off. So my fault. Anyway, we're back. I was talking about these magazines. I go into this guy's garage, and he says, "Well, I don't really need your help here because we're going to check this. You know, I'm going to do this a garage sale in Bethesda on Saturday." And I said, "Well, let me just look anyway." He goes, "Okay." So we walk in the garage, and there's this card table with a bunch of magazines sitting on top of the card table. And I said to him, "Well, tell me what that is." And he said, "Oh, I'm not sure. Those are magazines my mom collected." Now, I'm talking to him, and he's 75. So you don't have to be brilliant at math to know that his mom's kind of old, or was kind of old. And that tells you that the magazines are old. So I walked over and looked at these magazines on this card table, and they were from the 1930s and 40s, basically World War II period. One of them, on the cover of the magazine, had a young Ted Williams standing there holding a baseball bat. And it may have even been Joe DiMaggio, I think, was on one of these. I can't remember, but I think it was Ted Williams holding a baseball bat. And I thought, you know, these are cool. This is World War II stuff. And sure enough, flipping through the magazines, there were a lot of photos, pretty gruesome photos of what was going on in World War II around the world. And I thought, you know what? What would somebody pay for these magazines at a garage sale on a Saturday morning in Bethesda, Maryland? And I counted them. I think there were like 350 of them. And what would somebody pay for them? What would you pay for them? And I thought, I don't know, maybe $50 somebody would pay for them. I don't know. I asked my client if I could take them home and put them up for sale on eBay and just see what I could do. He said, "Yeah, that would be fine." We loaded them in my wife's van, drove them home, flipped through a bunch of them, took some photos of the covers, and put the collection up for sale with a buy it now price of $1,500. And in about 7 hours, it sold for $1,500. A guy up in Pennsylvania bought them, and I was just totally curious why he bought them and what it was for. He paid us another couple of $100 to drive them up into Pennsylvania and deliver them to him. And I was happy to do that. The car that I took on that trip was a 1976 Chevy Nova, which had also been thrown away at a hauling job, which we restored and got it painted yellow and put an insignia on it. We still have that car, actually. But that was the car that I took up. So I drove up to deliver these magazines to him. And I said, as I met him in a storage unit where he wanted to put these initially, I said, tell me what it was about these that caught your attention and why you wanted these and bought them so quickly. He said, my dad was injured in World War II and later died from the lasting effects of his war injuries. And he said, I've always wanted to write a book about the lasting effects of war injuries in families during World War II. And he said, I saw your magazines for sale, and I thought, whammo, there's my research material all in one spot. And he said, I couldn't really afford the $1,500, to be honest with you, but it's going to save me a lot of time and a lot of money because I was able to just turn right around and buy these from you guys. And there's all my research material for my book all in one spot. So back in those days, I gave 50% of whatever I sold back to the customers. So I went back to my real estate buddy the next week, and I gave him $750. He asked me how we did with the magazines. I said, you did pretty well. Hold out your hands. And he did, and I gave him $750 cash. And then I looked at him, and I said, that's the way you get your garage cleaned out these days. You get paid for it, and you do none of the work. And that's kind of the spirit of what we've tried to do in our company. So there's a good magazine story for you. Now I have about a dozen large bins of magazines in the back of my truck, which I haven't opened them up to look at them. And I'm just totally curious to see what they are and see what they might sell for to figure out if there's something that we could do here that would make us some money. So I will try to remember to follow up with you on this one and let you know what happened. But anyway, there's money in magazines if you have the right kind, and if they're dated properly, you can make money selling magazines. We're going to take another break for about a minute as we're headed to, I'm not sure where we're headed yet. That's part of the fun of this. You can do a radio show from your truck while you're out working. Refund show. On the BBS Ray Network. We'll be back in about a minute to do the final segment of the show.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook, coming to you live from Rockville, Maryland, where we're in the middle of a work day here. But one of the beautiful things about a radio show is that you can do it from anywhere as long as you've got a phone, and you can even be working while you do the show and do it live, which is what you're getting from us today. I had a little outline here of stuff that I've listed. The next item I put down was paint. We cleaned out a house, a hoarder's house out in Reston, Virginia, the last couple of weeks. This was a guy who I think had a landscaping and painting business and loved to buy equipment. And he loved to get it, I think, at yard sales and stuff. And he would just keep buying equipment. And he would put it in his home. And pretty soon he filled up his garage and his bedrooms with tools and with extension cords and all kinds of wrenches and, you know, circular saws and all kinds of stuff. So we've been cleaning out, we cleaned out that house. And in the midst of doing this, in the garage, there ended up being dozens and dozens of 5-gallon buckets of paint. Now, paint is an interesting thing to deal with. Here in Montgomery County, Maryland, you can't just go in as a commercial company and get rid of all the paint that you want to. They let you do it one day a week. You're limited on how much you can bring in. I think it's only 5 gallons. And they charge you as a commercial company to get rid of it. If you're a citizen in the county and you show them your driver's license and you're going in a non-commercial vehicle, you can get rid of up to 20 gallons of paint per week. So as we cleaned out all these tools and things from this lady, we ended up with all these gallons of paint. And I told her we can't just take them to a dump as a commercial company because it's hazardous waste stuff. So what I'm doing is I'm hauling about 8 of these buckets, these 5-gallon buckets. So that's the equivalent of 40 gallons of paint. I'm hauling those from Virginia over to Maryland, putting them in my storage unit. And then from there, I put them in my SUV. And every week I take, 4 of them, I guess it is. I take 4 of them over to the dump to get rid of them as a citizen without having to pay to get rid of them. And it helps my client get rid of her paint. So she was happy the other day when I went over there and said, hey, I'm coming to get another, 8 big buckets of paint to get out of your garage. We've now taken about half the paint out of her garage, and she's excited about that. So if you have paint that you want to get rid of, call your local county dump or recycling center and just ask them what the rules are for paint for citizens. They will probably let you take it over there with generous limits for free throughout the year. That's probably what will happen. As a commercial company, it's a different deal. It's not that easy. It'll be a little tougher, and you may have to pay for it, while you're doing it. So just keep that in mind in the back of your head. I want to mention our radio show vouchers. We do a special deal. We have done some work with Groupon for many years, and the deal I'm going to tell you about is even better than the Groupon deal. If you call in to the show, 1-888-627-6008, call in during the show and you're in the Washington, D.C. area, Don will take, our producer will take down your name and number. You won't be on the show. He'll just talk to you and take down your name and number. And then he will forward those to me, and then we will contact you and send you a link that allows you to buy a voucher good for a pickup truck of junk removal for $79. That is normally $229. So the radio show vouchers is a great way to go, and you just have to be in the Washington, D.C. area. If you live in, Tacoma, Washington, we can't come across the country for $79 and haul away a pickup truck of stuff for you. Sorry about that. But that's just too expensive. But if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, we can. So just remember that. 888-627-6008. And give Don your name and number, and we will send you a link, and you'll be able to get a couple of vouchers for $79, and you will save $150 or $160 on some junk removal, only available through the radio show. So we're kind of proud about that one. I got a call a couple of hours ago from a good friend of mine named Brian, who was asking my opinion for a friend of his on what to do with a car that his friend is dealing with. He gave me the mileage. He gave me the year. We've been involved in the last few weeks with 3 or 4 different cars, selling them for people, finding ways to get money out of them, and there are different ways to do it.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, We will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.